escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. Like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. Like a sex machine. Get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this well day after Saturday morning, July the 5th, in our usual broadcasting spot. Thank you for letting us be part of your Saturday morning. Good morning!
Good morning!
And a good morning. And you know what? Happy summer. This is officially summer, right?
Yeah, it is.
Happy summer to everybody.
All you got to do is walk outside.
Well, that too. In Forest Park. Shout out to the folks in Forest Park this hour.
Outstanding folks down in Forest Park.
Yeah, we got outstanding folks everywhere. All right, well, here we are back in the studio. Want to thank, dude, you know what? I think we spent all day yesterday and we didn't acknowledge the morning shift.
Yep.
Or
the steakhouse.
Or the steakhouse.
Yeah.
Because it was. Because
people came by asking us about both of them. We had people flying, running past us. Hey, where's Steak?
See, now.
Said, people said, hey, where's Allie Mack? I said, I don't know where Steak is. I said, but Allie Mack's out here running. She was running yesterday.
I couldn't hear everything that was said with clarity because there were some things we can't repeat here that was said to us or said out loud. Oh. In a complimentary way, too. You guys are the blankety-blank best.
Yeah. I'm like,
we
thank you, we think.
We had a lot of people that just, mics were on. I wonder how many times Noel had to hit the dump button yesterday.
Yeah, the mics were on. But, man, we had a great time yesterday. And thanks to so many people, our listeners, who just came by and gave us a wave. That's all we asked. Come by and gave us a wave while you're coming by. And some came by to actually talk to us and speak. And you always talk about folks to come to see me. Folks came to see you.
No.
People came to see you.
For the first time, a few
yesterday.
People came by, but they were still,
people,
you had
no,
it.
No,
it was
man.
Your day.
No, dude.
I didn't have no frat brothers people, running people, by, giving me the sign
but,
all of that.
No, man.
And coming by and giving you
but
hugs.
But ain't nobody come by to thank me for helping them make money.
No, they didn't. But and you still had a million more people.
Yeah, but nobody thinks
that was nice, and I talk about that. You
nobody
know,
that helped make money though. People came to see you. Did you help make money?
Well, I would go see somebody too if they had me make money. But for the most part, it was still the Sam Crenshaw love fest because everybody. I mean, I had two dudes that came by and their pickup trucks made them some money, and it was nice. But you had
the folks from the hospital. You had the folks from the hospital.
Nicholas. You met Nicholas.
Yeah, man. It was cool,
That was for us. But Nicholas
cool,
Rand, Nicholas and Amy Glenn and Wendy, who do the event coordinators for the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital. And I've been out there with a few other people trying to build a relationship between the hospital and people within the film industry. Makeup artists out there, get some stunt folks out there and all of that. And so Nicholas came out with his girlfriend and he ran yesterday.
Yeah.
But
he stopped by to say hello.
Before we thank anybody else,
yeah.
Dad, two people we got to thank. First of all, we got to thank Slim.
Yep.
Right? It was the first time we worked with him.
Yep. And he had some curveballs thrown at him.
Yes, he did. And, you know, but at the end of the day, this ain't heavy lifting. So while it was different and there were some challenges, we weren't out there, you know, doing construction.
No.
We weren't out there doing
not at
some,
all.
Some,
not at all.
We weren't working as hard, nearly as hard, as the people who were making sure that race went off the way it did.
And let's give another word and tip our hats once again to the organizers. Mm-hmm. We had Rich Kanaw join us and talk about the volunteers, 3,500 volunteers that helped make that thing run, come off flawless and look so smooth. And then, of course, our law enforcement. It was a combined effort from around the metro area that people come in to work to make this thing place. And we got to see it. Before the sun came up, we got to see them long black SUVs.
It was really, really official.
I'm like, who are these dudes, man?
And none of them smiled.
No,
nobody smiling.
They were riding by, looking up at buildings, and I'm like, okay, these are the dudes.
I did spot a couple people who I could tell were law enforcement that weren't dressed like law enforcement.
Oh yeah,
they were there at the parade. They were mixing, but they were. You could tell they had eyes on the crowd.
Oh yeah,
they weren't watching the racers.
Yep,
and they were just kind of weaving their way through. And on both sides of the street.
That's all right.
Absolutely.
Had some people on bicycles that were just riding around any way they could be in the area and be observant and be vigilant. And we're thankful for all of them. We thank them for their work yesterday. As always, we thank our first responders and
that's absolutely
some folks who had to work. Unfortunately, some things. We always tell people be careful on the holiday.
You know, I'm sorry, this is not a wave your finger at you, but we mention these amateur days for a reason,
mm-hmm.
and it's nothing more than to keep your antennas up, be a little bit more vigilant, as you said, go that extra little, and it's not you don't start doing it in the minds of some people until something bad happens.
Yep.
And then you go, man, it's like, just take 10 extra seconds for everything you do in life. You'd be surprised of how much, just 10 seconds.
That's
sometimes
all.
Just 5 seconds.
That's all, man. That's all you need to do,
right? And all you got to do, put this back up this way. Move this over here. Call somebody, let them know what's going on. Oh, they ain't going to pick up? Leave them a message. You've done what you needed to do.
Right.
There was some incidences that you will see on the news, and you probably talked to some people hearing about that were, in some cases, tragic. Yesterday, but just a lot of knucklehead stuff, and we know it's some of it's driven by alcohol, so that's why we say
just negligence, like you said,
right.
And of course people are out, you know, the fireworks, and I'm sure they'll continue some tonight as well, and you know, people will just be careful with those things. I watched the news about the tragedy out in California, in a fireworks factory where some people were in there and things went off, an explosion, and they haven't allowed the family members to come anywhere near the place, and it's just a big mess out in San Jose. So, I mean, just be vigilant and be careful as we continue today on this holiday weekend. Of course, we're in a celebratory mood.
Yes, we are.
Celebrating the nation's independence, and we want to do that. We want to have a great time, but, man, you want to be careful.
Absolutely. Yeah. And let me, you know, because I'm kindred spirits with thousands of people listening right now, and those are the people who have dogs.
Oh, man.
Who get messed up by these fireworks. I came in here today telling some, and I mentioned yesterday on the show, it's a good thing I got Jessie's nails trimmed about a week or so ago, because she was all up on both of us yesterday.
Wow.
And we knew it was coming,
yeah.
and there, like I said, people out there who know what I'm talking about. I got some neighbors who ready to go out and fight some people who are blowing off fireworks. And there's a woman who's like a triathlete, or she looks like a runner, but I think she works out and lifts weights and all that sort of stuff. So shout out to Leah. I'm giving Tracy, tell Leah she got a shout out this morning. And she walks dogs along with doing other things.
Okay.
And so she's a dog lover, but she got a couple dogs herself. But Leah is she got the body of an athlete and she got the mouth of like Carla from Cheers.
Oh
right.
Oh my.
And she's from Boston, I believe. And she will go out and fight somebody to do whatever it is that you're doing that upsets her dogs. And then she's not a Karen. She's not that. She's reasonable about it.
Right.
She'll give
you,
you know, she'll let you blow off fireworks till about 10, you know, 10:30. But if you start blowing them off after 11, and usually some kids, she'll go outside and look for them.
Yikes.
And if she knows you're doing it by the pool, she'll cuss at, you know, the parents. You watch, you tell your son, don't be blowing them things off by 11 o'clock.
Mm.
Anyway, so Jessie was manic.
Wow.
Yesterday.
Wow.
And I'm hoping it's not that bad tonight, but God bless her. All right, we have got Karen Pestana because, I mean, Mr. Crenshaw is sitting here watching Wimbledon right now, and we can't give live – well, we can give kind of live updates, but we're going to get an overall view of what has happened during this fortnight from Karen Pestana. Of course, she joins us when we have tennis majors going on or the Olympics like last year. She was on five times.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll be joining us coming up here in our next break. We have got a special guest coming up at 9 o'clock, Mr. Crenshaw.
Yeah, Miles Murphy is a product of Hillgrove High School and now plays for the Cincinnati Bengals. He and some of his former Hillgrove players who are now all in the league, as we like to say, are going to be doing something special instructional for young people coming up in a week, and he's going to join us to talk about that.
Got Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times. I'm curious about, you know, I don't want to go back there for a long time, but today, yesterday was one of those days where if you had to go back to when you were a kid, meaning the ages of Terrell's kids.
Yeah.
The 4th of July would be the day you'd want to go back. That'd be one of those days, you know, to be Melo's age again, his son. So anyway, it'd be interesting to hear how he talks about how they spent yesterday. Noel's World coming up, end of the 9 o'clock hour. Going to talk to Miles Garrett, get his thoughts on the Braves, maybe a little Falcons talk too. Noel's got a WNBA update, and Jason Longshore getting a set for Atlanta United tonight. So we have got a packed show. We didn't do this yesterday.
Yeah.
So let's do it today. You know, we're gone for you from a week, so we'd like to give you our story of the week.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
All right, Mr. Crenshaw, I talked about this yesterday. I just thought it was cool as can be, and mine's real simple. My story of the week was what happened in Seattle outside their basketball arena, though they don't have an NBA team there.
Mm-hmm.
But that city paid tribute to a basketball great who played up there, and Lenny Wilkins got a statue this past week.
Played here, too.
Well, I know, but I mean there, up in Seattle.
Yeah.
And that's the first statue, though. Even though they don't have a team, they put a statue of Lenny Wilkins outside the Climate Pledge Arena.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
I think a number of reasons for that. He coached him to a championship.
Yes, he did.
And he has remained there. Even when he was coaching here, he maintained his residence there.
Connected with Seattle, absolutely.
So he's remained a part of that community and the fabric of that community, and I think that's part of the reason why.
There you go. Is there two athletes that got statues both named Wilkins? I mean, with the same name that you can think of? I can't think of one. It's just one of those insignificant things. But we got two. There's two Wilkins, that played basketball. They have statues. Same last name. Not related, but same last name. It's one of those things that make you go, hmm. Anyway, that's mine this week. What is yours?
Mine, I'm going to start off with Noel, if you will.
That's like an EBS test.
No, man. See, that's what you don't know. That's the siren at the Dawsonville pool room. And that was going off last Saturday night, late Saturday night.
That's why you didn't want to talk about
that's
it yesterday.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
Now it makes sense.
It was great, man. I went down to the Echo Park Speedway last Saturday night.
Yeah,
it was incredible. The place was packed, Greg. And I think the nighttime race, the Saturday night race, was a big hit. To have it at nighttime was great.
It looked great on TV.
Cool off then. It was the debut for Turner returning to NASCAR and the start of the tournament. And we'll get into that. We'll talk about NASCAR a little later, the start of the in-season tournament. But what a finish. It had everything.
Oh, please.
All the intensity of a Saturday night race. I mean, if you were at a short track, you would have this.
I was
a lot of lead changes, a lot of bumping and banging, a big wreck where a lot of the big favorites got knocked out. And then, in the end, the hometown guy with his last-minute mad dash to the checkered flag, and he gets it. Chase Elliott gets the win. That puts him into the playoffs. It's his second time winning on his hometown racetrack. He was so excited and so relieved to have family and everybody around him, friends around him, to win that race. And the crowd simply loved it. So it was great to see that. And, of course, he got that big Harley Davidson motorcycle where he said, well, I have a license. I don't know how much I'm going to ride that hog. but he got it home. Maybe they put it in the pool room. I mean, there is a museum up in Dawsonville too for racing. So
does he have a charity?
I'm sure he does. Yeah. He has.
If he put that out as
he does
donation to and put it up for bid, and then have the money donated to his charity, I think that's the way it'll go.
Okay. Well, he won, like I said, in addition to the trophy, you got the trailer and the Silverado, the generally used Silverado to drive it around. It was this Echo Park,
yeah, man. No, that was great.
Vehicles, right? But what a night last Saturday. It was great. The Sea Lions were back. You know, they made their return appearance. And, you know, it was so hot, some folks would probably want to jump in that water wheel, but it was great. And a shout out to Timothy Miller. I think I showed you a picture.
You showed me a picture.
He was there, and as usual, they sing God Bless America like he does at the Braves game in his tux. Nobody come to a NASCAR race in a tux.
If they're paying you, you will.
But that's
you got to perform.
But that's his signature. That's what he does.
Yeah, he does. He's an opera singer.
You know, that's, hey, man.
You ever see Pavarotti outside of a tux?
Yeah.
Okay, well. He's probably older than that.
But he was there, man. But just big fun last week, and tip of the cap to everyone out there.
Did you see? I got two people. Did you see Brandon at all? Brandon Hutchison.
He was moving around.
Congratulations to Brandon Hutchison and his staff once again, putting on. And listen, this is not like the old, you know, the previous race weekends. This was the inaugural Echo Park Speedway.
And it looked great. Everybody talk about, was it a lot of new signs and a fresh coat of paint? Yeah. The place was shining.
Okay.
You know, it looked fantastic. But I think the fans that came out, and you know, there was a threat of bad weather. They had some lightning that delayed the start. And then once they started, there was a little bit of a rain delay for a minute. Nobody left. Everybody was there. And I just think people came out to enjoy themselves. Nice, cooler temperatures in the evening. Matter of fact, we got a little break from the weather. The weather gave us a little bit of a break.
Yeah, it looked beautiful on TV.
So it was a great time.
And did you see Adam?
Yep. I didn't get a chance to see.
You missed.
Well, man,
he's
on the run. I mean,
I know both them guys are working, but they'd stop for you.
You know, I don't know, man.
He's doing
his gig.
All right, I forgot to get the right accent for Wimbledon.
Okay,
this is not your regular one. You have to talk a little bit, sort of high tooty tooty,
Rudy
tooty, when you talk Wimbledon.
We're going to
be all about Wimbledon up next. Mr. Crenshaw and Karen Pistana will tell us what's going on with Fortnite and who is making a move on this Saturday.
Or who's left?
Yeah, that too.
That too.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Y'all sitting here laughing at this, but I'm going to give you the best watch you could possibly see when it comes to this dude, Rick Astley. He sat in, or they called him on stage, at a Foo Fighters concert.
Yeah.
And Foo Fighters, this is before Taylor passed, the drummer.
Yeah.
They played his two hits, and he sat there and sang those with this rock band behind him. And Dave Grohl brought him up going, this is the – and I can't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can't say it. Yeah, right, right,
but,
right.
But Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters bringing up Rick Astley doing this song. Check it out on YouTube. It's crazy watch. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com is the website. Check out all the interviews from Monday to Friday or Saturday to Saturday, Sunday to Sunday if you want, on our station. They will be right there. And, of course, you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this morning. Are we ready to go over to England?
Yes, we are.
Quite, are you trying to slide in here too, huh? All right. I was gifted this little bit of voice talent to use on you, Karen. As we say good morning to our sister.
Yes, family member.
See, if she's going to continue to laugh, I can't do it.
Yes.
But as I was going to break, I decided
spot
to throw in
a little.
Yeah, because you can't, it's not like a Beatles accent.
No.
You can't do that for
England.
You can't do that for Wimbledon.
No.
So you got to come up with a little breathy pomp and circumstance. British, what's the Queen, the royal family kind of thing.
Royal family.
Listen.
But speaking of royalty.
The King's English.
The King's English, that's right. That's right. Little breathy thing there. Anyway, Karen Pistana, tennis
morning. Panorama.
Good morning.
Morning.
Can we talk about something I think is a lot more interesting and really curious about your perspective on something tennis and Wimbledon related first before we get into this mass unit that is the tournament or whatever's happening, who's left. Today, and talk about for the people listening that don't know, but tennis aficionados obviously do. This is the 50th anniversary of one of the most famous victories at that stadium, and that's Arthur Ashe.
Yes.
And talking about, his story and how he got there is been well chronicled. But what does his win and him as just a presence in this sport, what does that, because I don't think we've ever talked to you about Arthur Ashe. What is he to you?
No, what does he mean to me? Well, I mean, I was very, very little when he won, but I remember that day only because I have relatives in England, and I have these faint memories of my father being on the phone with one of my uncles while the match was going on, and back then. I don't believe Wimbledon this final was being shown live. So it was, we saw it later, I guess, on tape delay. So it was, I was like, oh, you know what's happening and everything. And here my dad and my uncle are on the phone for, I guess, for most of this match. I can't imagine what the phone bill was. But
really, back then
you had to pay for long distance calls. Oh yeah,
you playing the next
yeah.
I'm sorry, I just remember getting screamed at by my boy. Who you calling?
Yeah, I know it. You're on long distance. You know that's long distance.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And, you know,
Karen.
And this is England we're talking about. It's not like you're calling from New York to California
and
or whatever.
The time change too with all that. I can imagine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But, I mean, Arthur Ashe, I think, means a lot to a lot of people, not just because of his play on court, but himself off court and trying to, in his own way, fight for equality. He was laid back, but passionate in his own way, but a quiet kind of passion. And that victory over Jimmy Connors 50 years ago, I mean, he totally changed. Of course, I've seen the match in its entirety since because they replay it every so often. He changed his entire game specifically to beat Connors. He played in an entirely different way, which probably threw Connors off kilter, thinking, what is he doing? He doesn't usually play this way. And he went to such depth and whatnot that Connors himself couldn't believe it. But also on that day, of course, I learned this later, there was an issue between Connors and Ash because Connors, I guess, did not want to play on the Davis Cup team.
Right.
And because of that, he wasn't allowed to do something. I can't remember what it was. It was a thing with the ATP or what was then the ATP anyway. And so apparently Connors was suing the ATP, suing this, that, and the thing. And Ash was part of that suit. And walking on court, Arthur Ashe was wearing his Davis Cup jacket. In a way, kind of needle Connors, yeah. Because here's Connors trying to file a lawsuit and saying, no, he doesn't want to play Davis Cup. Anyway, the things you learn afterwards.
Yeah. And he eventually did play on the team with Arthur coaching. He and McEnroe played on the team. Actually, They played at the Omni here in Atlanta. I did get a chance to go and see that. That's the one time I was in the same room with Arthur Ashe. You won't say the same room, the Omni. That's kind of big. I live with 1,000 people. That's the one time I had a chance to see him in person.
I know you guys are going to do a deep dive into what's going on with the actual match, but I want to just put a cap on this because we were talking about this earlier, Karen, and it takes a second to remove yourself and if you're old enough to remember, but at least know that what these two people did. This is the only sport, and when he won, the top two players in that sport, male and female, were both known for what they did off the court is what they did on the court. And you have not seen that ever. You haven't seen it since.
But how ironically, their names are together in New York.
Yes.
How about that, Karen? Right?
Yeah.
Billie Jean King
true.
And, of course, Arthur Ashe.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I mean, I mean, looking at the old Getty Images photos from the championship dinner from that year with Ashe and Billie Jean King is, you know, just, you know, seeing them together with their trophies and whatnot and dancing. I guess they danced then. Dance now. The but it's like so it's so, you know, historic. And yes, it's true. I mean, having, you know, Arthur Ashe Stadium and Billie Jean King National Tennis
right.
Center. One thing I'm waiting for that I don't know will come, although there's a statue of Althea Gibson at the U.S. Open, mm-hmm. I'm waiting for one of those courts to be named after her, in all honesty.
Wow.
We'll see if that ever happens.
We will see if that happens.
Karen Pestana, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9, the game. Of course, now for the rest of this interview, I'm going to be thinking about Arthur Ashe and Billie Jean King doing the bump. You guys want to talk about the tournament?
We'll talk about that. First of all, Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama News. And she is social. Always follow her at Tennis News TPN, Tennis News TPN. Where do we go with this tournament, the carnage or the humanity this week? What do you think about watching it this week?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, 23 of the seeds lose in the first round. At this moment in time, out of the 32 seeds on the men's side, 12 remain. On the women's side, 11 remain. Most of the top 10 on the women's side is decimated, and part of the top 10 on the men's side also decimated. It's crazy. The women's seeds right now for the top 10, there's only the top seeds left and the 7th and 8th seed. The rest of the top 10 is gone.
That is amazing. And you talk about, you know, for the especially for the American on the women's side. On the men's side now, we still got a couple of the top seeds that are hanging around.
Oh yeah, we've got the top two seeds left, and of course we have we've got Djokovic, seven-time Wimbledon winner. You know, there are a few of them left. But on the women's side, there's only one former Wimbledon champion left, and that's the defending champion, Barbara Krejcikova. So if she loses, then Wimbledon's guaranteed to have a brand new women's champion.
Amazing stuff. Well, a lot of people here around here were disappointed. It was a rough day for our Atlanta folks on Tuesday. I said, man, all the Atlanta folks are playing, and boy, everybody went out, starting with Coco Gauff. Mistake to not stay in Europe after the French.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that had something to do with her problems on grass?
But there's some players that don't even play in between the French and Wimbledon. But historically, though, she has never gotten past the was it the fourth round at Wimbledon. So I think in the future she'll need these extra grass practice. Yeah. I mean, usually if people do play a tournament, they'll play one grass tournament in between. But now the grass court season is extended by a week, so instead of the 2 weeks in between, it's almost a month. So I guess she's going to have to focus on that grass courts, because all the other, the hard court, the clay court, no real issues with that, but. Grass is only basically a month, like 5 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. It's hardly any time to get any kind of groove or anything. And then when I hearken back to the Williams sisters, they never played any grass tournament in, after the French, except Wimbledon. So, they were very special.
That's
so,
a little different. They were a little different.
They were just a little different. Yeah.
You know, but that's kind of strange, though, that you find somebody having Wimbledon as that tough one. When you think about the four majors, it's usually the French and clay, right? And as she said, it's only five. It's like horse racing season, basically, grass court season.
Yeah.
It's about as long as that. Yeah. But most people, it's rare for me, as I think back, for me following tennis is different than you two, but usually you hear about them having problems on clay, the top players.
Right.
And they're trying to get past that.
The top American players, the European players, is no big deal.
American players, and let's be specific, American men. Yeah. They have the issues with clay, but anyway.
Hmm. Yeah. But big disappointment when you consider on the women's side, we had American winners at Australian Open and at the French Open, and they're both out in the first week at Wimbledon. And that's an amazing thing. And the thing with Coco is that's where she kind of first got on our radar. She beats Venus at Wimbledon,
was 15,
right?
Beating Venus Williams at 15 at Wimbledon. I mean, it's crazy when you think about it.
My train of thought just went. We were prepared to talk a little bit more this weekend about Naomi Osaka.
Yeah.
And we got right up to it. It was real close. And then she gets knocked out. And then I didn't hear her post-match interview, but it didn't instill a lot of confidence in the listener thinking, she's going to come back and be ready for the U.S. Open. I don't know what to think of where she is right now in her career.
I think she's in her post-match, Destier's very disappointed in herself. And, of course, she's like, I've let people down. And for most people don't know that yesterday was her daughter's birthday. She turned two. So she had that in her mind as well. But she's like, well, grass court season's over, thank goodness, and she's to the hard courts. And maybe she'll regain some confidence. But, she played pretty well to me. To me, she played pretty well, even though she wasn't, knocked out in the third round. But better than she normally plays on grass. So she may be disappointed, but she should take some consolation in getting as far as she did.
I got to ask both of y'all.
Yeah.
We got Joe Flacco in the NFL who got off the couch. Y'all seen pictures of Serena lately?
No.
I have not.
She looks like she's ready to go. She lost a lot of. She's lost enough. Mm-hmm. She's getting her body back. In other words, she's looked like an athlete again.
Yeah.
Now, mentally, she might be in a state where she's just trying to look good after having a couple babies.
Well, yeah.
But people are talking about her looking like she could come back into this tournament if she wanted to, at least at on the majors.
Nah.
It's worth a conversation. I'm just telling you, for those of us.
I don't think it's going to happen.
She has so many other interests
in her life besides, tennis. I mean, whether it's fashion or even acting.
Here's the motivation.
Commercials where we're dropping microphones while we're driving big vehicles.
She's got stuff going on.
But maybe there's something in her mind. She wants to get past Margaret Court. All she needs is one more major.
I don't think she'd come back and play singles. If she came back for something, she might team up with somebody like Ben Shelton and play mixed.
Okay.
But that's true.
That's a thought about the
there
mix.
There you go.
About the mix.
Since the U.S. Open is doing this more exhibition-like mixed doubles thing, that's something that, who knows? You know how crazy it would be if she asked, like, I don't know, Federer, hey, Fed, you want to play mixed with me in this tournament? We only have to play a four-game set or whatever, get to four or five or whatever they're playing, no ad. Mm-hmm. That's easy for them.
Yeah, you're talking now.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
But not out on the singles.
Y'all need to get out there and take a look at it. First, she's crip walking at the Super Bowl. Kendrick, and then she's out there partying. Anyway, Karen, as always, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you again for being a part of our show and what you bring to it. And
continue to enjoy your strawberries and cream.
Yeah, and as I leave you,
thank you.
As always, say hey to your husband for us.
I will. All right, take care, guys.
Take care.
All right.
I tell you, man, go look at a video. I'm sure there's something posted.
She wants to look nice.
Looks
she's doing a lot of endorsements. She's making a lot of appearances,
great.
And so she wants to look nice.
Yeah, and she looks like she can come back and stomp on some of these ladies.
No, she ain't going to do that.
You don't know. Y'all don't know. Anyway, we're moving into the 8:40 break here. They did it again. How is it that the Angels can come in here and take 2 out of 3 from this team?
And now the Orioles and Charlie Morton.
Come to town.
It just gets
Strider.
It keeps getting worse.
Yikes.
It just keeps getting worse, folks.
We're going to talk some Braves up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, I lost my accent.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very interesting situation with my man here.
Yeah.
A voice that has been silenced,
mm-hmm.
but he's still with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just happens from time to time.
It happens sometimes.
And he was at We Are the World.
Yeah.
Got Cyndi Lauper stories. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this day after. Check out the website. You can also take us with you on the Odyssey app.
But you know what I did this week? When last time you had an eye exam?
Well, it's funny you should say that. No, I'm serious. It's funny you should say that, and yeah. I will tell you why in
why?
A second.
Why is
but
that?
We played this today.
Okay.
75 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Huey Lewis's birthday.
Man, he's 75.
Exactly. Exactly. Huey is 75 years old.
He and his band were known for singing the national anthem at like San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, they're right? Well at West Coast mm-hmm. dudes. Yeah, a cappella.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the best part. Mm-hmm. Then you could see, you know, all these young singers coming, you got to have all this stuff and instruments.
No, Jack.
You know, you want to see a singer?
Use your gift.
Let them stand out there and just do it.
Use your gift.
Anyway, so, you know, I was blessed with that commercial a couple weeks ago.
Right.
America's Best.
America's Best.
We closed down Mitchell Street. And afterwards, a week or so later, I got a reach out from the people connected with them as a thank you. The check would be a bigger thank you, but they reached out and said thank you. And with that thank you, they gave me the opportunity to get a free eye exam.
Really?
Yeah. Because I participated in this commercial.
Yeah.
And so everybody, you know, America's Best. That's my best right now. And then I got a little something extra, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want the IRS hearing it.
Yeah, but
it wasn't a check. But no, so it's funny that you bring that up, an eye exam. And I don't really need one. I'm still working with the cheaters, and they work for me. But I'm sure at some point I'll need it. The funny thing is I was going
to— You want something official.
Yeah. And so— Tracy didn't need it because I offered it to her, and she'd already had it lined up through her insurance, and so I got this thing sitting here, and I was like, all right, well, I might as well go out there and check it out. But why did you bring that up?
Have you been yet?
No. Okay. It was just like last week, and of course, the holidays coming around the corner.
I went this week.
All right.
And second time I've done this. You know, you do something annually, and said, all right, we go back annual for the look-see. And so I go back, and, you know, usually think, look, you know, we're going to cover up this eye. What do you see? We're going to cover up the other eye. What do you see? Mm-hmm. You know, this thing. Then the things were kind of still the way they've done. Then they take little pictures of you. Look
they
closely.
They put that little iodine closely, stuff in there, closely. Too?
No, you know what? No. They were doing something different.
Okay.
They blow a little puff of something in there, and it allows you
really?
to look, and so they can look inside. And so I was complimented, I think.
Wait, hang on a second. You either get a compliment or you don't get a compliment.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what they said, and then you tell me what you think. He says, the backside of your eyeballs are beautiful. You know, you got great-looking backside of your eyeball. And I thought about it. Says, but nobody ever gets to see the backside of my eyeball. And if somebody sees the backside of your eyeballs,
That's a good thing.
You're in trouble, though.
Nobody gets to see between your teeth, but when you get your teeth clean, they do that little poke thing to make sure you got no gaps in there. And so when they come back and they say, oh, we can see you've been flossing in your, whatever they call it in dental, or you don't have any pockets, deep pockets, that's it. You don't have any things like that. So that's one of those things that people don't see, but it is part of your good health. So, yeah, I say that's a compliment.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the way I'd look
that,
at
that
it.
That something looks good and nobody can see.
Like if they said something about the front of your eye, then that'd be different.
No, but they said, this looks good, but who can see it? Yeah, we can't see it. But it looks great. But it looks great.
Yeah, I think that's a health thing.
You think so?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
You know,
because you wouldn't mention it unless it was something having to do with the health of your eye.
Well, I'm just saying that if somebody can see the backside of your eyeball, that ain't good.
Well, you let them blow some stuff in your face, so that's on you.
What?
You said they came up and they did this like poof. Like
a little poof thing in your eyes, that's all. It's not like a cyclone or wind or anything like that, but just a little thing that helps them.
Picturing LeBron slapping the powder before the game.
Yeah.
You know,
I just wondered if you had
buried the lead. How are your eyes?
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Okay. I'm in good shape. I mean, I gotta have readers, but I don't need nothing to drive or nothing like that.
You ain't gotta get none of them Red Fox glasses
Harlem
Nights?
No.
Penny, you gotta get your eyes fixed. Get my mouth all ready for some.
or the ones like Fred Sanford had in that drawer.
Well, that's many.
Right. He had like 15 pair of glasses in that thing.
Listen,
No.
You and I both got cheaters,
yeah,
and we have increased the number. Yeah. So you got a drawer someplace in your house, unless you threw them out. You got some glasses
I don't keep that many. I keep about three or four pair, but I don't keep them. Some people can't have a ton of them.
I got a ton, but I got them on every floor and every room I go into.
Oh man,
I got that thing that drapes over the back of your bed. Yeah. I got it the same color, and it's got little slots in it for your remote control, and I got a slot for the glasses. I got ridiculed.
Yeah, you got one of them convenience things.
I got one of them convenient things there because I'll be reading, sitting there, and I just reach over the side there. I was opened up by a wife going, what you getting that for? And I had one in the room where, you know, the sinks are because sometimes you're shaving and doing whatever. I need some glasses from time to time. I don't care.
Okay. Right?
But I was ridiculed initially. Now she can't live without them. room, and she's looking glasses. Last night it happened.
Wow.
So, yeah, I understand getting, because there's nothing worse than looking for some glasses, and then you got to go downstairs, around the corner, or something like that.
Yep.
So, nah, I don't care.
I learned to always keep some with me, but that's what's happening. But I just want to ask you.
You sound like
that.
A bunch of, like, old that's all. Scott old dudes.
That's all, you know,
about.
Hey.
No one's laughing at us. Like, anyway, go ahead, Regis. What
no,
were you saying?
No. We're talking about the wonderful
Braves.
Weekend that our Braves are having, right? I'm sure people had a good time. Saw a lot of people posting pictures, people having a good time on the 4th of July at Braves games. A great Atlanta tradition, obviously the fireworks afterward, but what we don't like is the way things ended, right?
No.
Orioles over the Braves, 3-2 final score. Charlie Morton.
Against Strider.
And Strider. Morton goes 5 1/3. Scatters 6 hits, 2 earned runs, strikes out 7. Strider goes 6 full. 7 hits surrendered, 3 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, and a walk. And 3-2. I mean, that's a tough thing. You get Strider to go out there, and they give you a pretty good effort once again, but you come out with a 1-run loss. And
How does this team not know how to hit Charlie Morton?
Yeah, no, hey, right? Right? But he's got the same thing. Last night, you know, you had Olsen with the 0-4. You had Ozuna with the 0-4. You had Albies with the 0-4. I mean, you just...
Maybe this is we're selling Charlie Morton short because he obviously – I mean, I said it the way I said it, meaning they should know how to hit him, but maybe it's that he knew how to pitch to them.
How about that?
So we just, you know give him credit.
That's the thing. I don't know how much they get to actually
face. Here's the thing. He got 1 year dealing with the Orioles,
mm-hmm.
and he may want to pitch some more. You want to see him again?
I always take – I always
like Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton,
yeah. Takes care of himself and He's an innings eater, as you like to say. He's a guy who goes out there, and you figure you got a chance to give your bullpen a break when he starts. You figure he's going to give you 6, maybe 7 innings. And that's what you expect when he goes out. He didn't give it that last night. He had 5 1/3, but he ends up getting the win.
You know, it's funny. We got the last two series. We had possibly could have had 3, but Ron Washington is relaxing, as well he should. But you had 2 guys that were beloved. Coming back here, and you kind of wish they were still in the Braves uniform.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Travis d'Arnaud.
Yeah, who they gave a very nice ovation to.
Yeah, they did. And then Charlie coming in here.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say, I was thinking about this yesterday.
Did you see the video of what I think it was Matt Olson did to him? The ball dropped at home plate, and before Travis d'Arnaud could pick or reach for it, it's like that after a pitch or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Olson kicked it away from
him. I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
What I was thinking about was yesterday we had Abe Gordon on. He finished the race and he came there and he was, you know, full Abe.
He's full Abe.
You ask Abe a question and you are going to get his honest answer.
Oh, yeah.
Very loud.
Yeah.
Even though he just ran 6.2 miles, he was and very pointed. There's no swaying and Abe from
and
his pitch.
And he's getting ready to run through the airport, but that's a whole other thing.
So he's done with this Braves team.
Yeah.
If you heard him yesterday, he's done with him. And I mentioned about possible trade situations, and he's like, there's no way you can get anybody. And then I brought up, well, listen, you know, we've seen teams come back. I said, my question is, how many games into the second half of the season, if these guys remain double digits behind the division leader, will they start talking about trade packages with players on the team? And he broke down how he doesn't think there's anybody there worth getting and so on. So maybe Chris Sale, but he's hurt and so on and so forth. Well, they're sitting at 11 and a half games out of first place right now.
Yeah.
We'll say July 4th, okay, which was yesterday. And I got home, and like I said, I was getting ready to watch the Braves game that night and was watching between them and Detroit. So I was popping between the team that's got the biggest lead in their division of any of the other teams
and
the Braves. And one of the things that they were talking about in marveling at this season that the Tigers are having is that last year, on July 4th, the Tigers were 15 games out. And they made wild card.
Yeah.
We know how they finished the season.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, can the Braves at 11 and a half games repeat that?
Well, sure. But they're going to have to have some help because they played so many games against their division rivals, the guys above them. Those are the games that you really want to count. You don't have to count. When you beat the teams that are in front of you, you don't have to worry about getting that help. You're helping yourself. But they didn't do that. And now they're losing to these teams that are, you know, not at the top of their divisions that they ought to be beating. So who are they going to beat? That's the thing. I mean, you didn't beat the teams that are above you in your division, which directly impact your standings in your division. You have some teams you're supposed to get well against, and you're not getting well. And so that's the big question with this team. When do they turn it on and beat? Let's beat the folks we're supposed to beat. Let's take the last two games of this weekend set with Baltimore. Let's start with that. I don't want to look even further in that down the road or whatever. Let's take the last two games of this series and see where we're at from there. Obviously, we got problems with the pitching staff. We got some guys we got banged up. You know, we made them to throw. I mean, Snitker might be at the point of throwing a couple of bullpen games. We don't know right now. So, but you're getting some got somebody back in your lineup. Profar's returned to your lineup. He got another hit last night. He's just like Acuna. Acuna comes back, hitting the ball. He's come back, hitting the ball. And that's what you need. You need the rest of the folks to join in. But, I mean, you're getting what you need in that department. But my thing is doing whatever you have to do. Win the last two games of this series here at home. That's you know, I mean, you're in your own place.
So did you answer my question? Do you think that they can make a
– They can. They can for a wild card.
See, they're going to have to do a whole lot more.
Division's out of the question, but to get in position for wild card, they're going to have to do it.
I just look at this team, and there's a feel that you have, and it's like the it factor. You can't describe it, but you know it's there. And this team, prior to winning in 21, you could see we're on the come up.
Mm-hmm.
And Snitker was a different manager then. He had different personnel then. You had Freddie still on that team. So you had a leader there at first base. And everything seemed to be falling in place. I say that because as I drew the correlation earlier to what was going on with this Tigers team, they seemed to have that last year. And then we don't know what's going to happen this year, but if I see what I see in this team right now, that team up in Detroit, is what we had here before 21.
Okay.
And you could talk about the best manager in baseball. It ain't because I'm married to somebody from that state. Can you give me a guy who's a better manager right now than A.J. Hinch and what he's done with that organization? Listen, I said out loud in that house, which wasn't received very well, this team is going to be something as soon as they get Miguel Cabrera's contract off that books. As soon as they got rid of that, look at what happened. They have turned the corner and become who they become. But the overall feel, they got the best pitcher in baseball. You got a dude who was a shortstop for the Cubs when they won in 16, who's in center field now and bouncing around, playing pretty much eight different positions, and he made it as an all-star, Javi Baez.
Yep.
And they're, again, I'm just seeing there what we used to have here. And I don't know that it factor is with this Braves team right now. And that's that because you can't describe. You brought up a number of scenarios that if they lined up perfectly, yes, they could. And then, right, of course, you're going to need some help from the Mets, and you're going to hope the Phillies come back a little bit.
Right.
So there's a lot of things in play that have to happen for this Braves team to at least make a playoff run. And then you're going to hope that Chris Sale comes back as the Chris Sale that he was before he got hurt.
There's a lot of wish and hope.
Yeah. So – and again, I hate to do those comparisons because they're completely different. But what I'm overall saying is you can look at a team and see. When you look at the Dodgers team last few years, that's a playoff team. You ain't got to talk about it.
Yeah.
Just look at them. You watch them play. That's a playoff team. By the way, as we leave this break, talking about the Dodgers, happy 31st birthday today. Shohei Ohtani.
Wow.
He's 31.
And they got spanked last night.
Yeah, buddy.
The Astros were back. I don't know if they were tapping on pipes or whatever they were doing. But the Astros wore them out last night.
Yeah, but here's the thing. At the end of the day, it's unique to be that dude. He got a healthy baby at home, and he ain't ever got to worry about bouncing a check.
Oh, no.
It's Sam and Greg. Moving into the 9 o'clock hour. We got a special guest coming up next, Miles Murphy. Terrell Thomas is going to join us, and we will be venturing into Noel's world on this July 5th. It's a Saturday morning, the day after. Thank you for letting us be a part of your holiday weekend. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.